Today FM presents your weekly fix of Gift Grub.
That nice.
As heard every morning on the Ian Dempsey Breakfast Show.
Did you hear that?
Welcome along to Gift Grub, your weekly fix. We have pulled together all of the big Gift Grub moments from the week in one place just to make life a little bit easier for you. Given that it's the Father's Day weekend, let's kick things off with a special Gift Grub tribute to the daddies. It's the things that your dad says to you, handicap hurdle.
Non-runner is number two. Talk to me about your emotions. They're coming into line. They're under starter's orders. And they're off in the things your dad says to you, handicap hurdle. And first to show is turn off the light. Turn off the light being followed on the inside by mark my words. Mark my words, turn off the light. They're being joined now by shh, I want to hear the headlines. Shh, I want to hear the headlines. Mark my words, turn off the light. Here comes the favourite, do you need a lift? Do you need a lift? Followed by his stablemate. What am I, a taxi driver? Do you need a lift? Turn off the light. Mark my words. What am I, a taxi driver? Shh, I want to hear the headlines. Shh, I want to hear the headlines. And here comes the danger. Ask your mother. Ask your mother. Shh, I want to hear the headlines. Do you need a few bob trying to get into it now? Do you need a few bob? I want to hear the headlines. What am I, a taxi driver? Turn off the light. Garden's looking great. Trying to get into it. Garden's looking great. What am I, a taxi driver? Give us a quick pick there. Do you need a few bob? Do you need a few bob? Do you need a few bob takes it? Do you need a few bob takes it just from... I want to hear the headlines.
Hi, everybody.
Today FM presents Gift Grub, your weekly fix.
Well, lads, how's it hanging, huh?
The gift that keeps on giving.
How are you?
Now, we've all heard of the Vikings Splash Tour. But did you know that there's a new tourist attraction in town, the Viking Splash the Cash Tour?
Okay, everyone on board.
Yeah.
Hey, my name is Andy, and you're very welcome to Ireland's favourite new city tour. This is the Viking Splash the Cash Tour. Because in Ireland, we love waste, okay? We love splashing the cash, okay? Everybody understand that?
Yeah.
Okay, here we are at our first stop. Anybody know what this is?
No.
This is Connolly Station, everybody. Home to Éireann Road Éireann. That's Irish for Irish Rail, okay?
Yeah.
Okay, now, in Éireann Road Éireann last year, they abandoned an entire traffic management IT system and abandoned it at a cost of, wait for it, 50 million euro.
Yay!
Let's hear it for Éireann Road Éireann. Okay, we're swinging around now to a place called Bizarres. And believe me, folks, this is bizarro, okay? Look at these guys. You see what they are?
Buses.
Yeah, no, they're electric buses.
Where do they go?
Okay, this is the thing. They go nowhere. Do you know why?
No.
They can't go anywhere because... last year, listen to this, right?
Yeah.
They can't use them because we don't have the electrical grid capacity to support them. So it costs the taxpayer €20,000 a week just to store them.
Yeah.
Total €7 million in waste.
Genius.
Okay, everybody, here she's electric. She's got a family full of a sand. Are you enjoying Ireland's best tour, Viking Splash the Cash? Because in Ireland, we love waste. And the thing we love wasting most is money.
Yeah.
And the guys that waste all the money are in there.
Yeah. Is that the jail?
No, that close. That's called Leinster House. That's the government in there.
All right.
And you see that little thing there?
Yeah.
Yeah, that little thing over there, the wall thingy. Anybody know what that is?
Is it a bike shed?
That is! It's correct! A bike shed! Anybody know how much it cost?
€5,000!
No, you're way off.
€2,000!
No. Higher! The other direction.
€10,000.
€338,000! Okay, do you see this thing? Do you see the skip? The skip.
Yeah.
Okay, do you see the thing in the skip?
Yeah.
Do you know what that is? That's called a printer.
Right.
Okay, the government bought a state-of-the-art Komori printer, I think it was Japanese. And listen to this, they couldn't actually fit it into the building. €808,000! Okay, we're swinging around now to the National Museum. Look at that inside. Look at that glass case on the lawn. Yeah. See that thing in the glass case? Do you know what that is?
It looks like a Dalek.
No, no, it's even more useless than a Dalek. That's called an e-voting machine, right? We got them in the early 2000s, and they weren't even used once at a cost of 55 million euro. Okay. One of the best stops on the Viking Splash the Cash Tour. Can everybody see it?
Yeah. There's nothing there.
Exactly. Because this is called the Dublin Metro Line.
Oh. But there's no metro.
I know. But so far, we've spent 463 million euro on it. I told you they were good. And finally, here we are. This is the prize, the crown jewels, folks. This is called the National Children's Hospital. Wave up and say hello.
Hello.
Why are they wearing hard hats?
They're very big for children.
Why are they wearing hard hats?
Because they're builders, not children. Oh. There are no children. But so far, it's cost, wait for it, 2.3 billion. Oh. This is the one we're most proud of. Free hat for anybody who calculated the total waste today.
Yeah, I got 2.8 billion here.
Good man. Oh. And that's only the stuff we know about. Yeah. Welcome to Ireland, everybody.
Today FM presents your weekly fix of Gift Grub.
That nice.
As heard every morning on the Ian Dempsey Breakfast Show.
Did you hear that?
I was lucky enough to chat to Katie Taylor again this week. She was absolutely thrilled with her sold out gig at Croke Park.
How are you, Ian?
How do you feel about the whole thing?
Oh yeah, it's unbelievable, Ian. I know my voice is a little bit of a monotone, so it's difficult to fully understand my emotions, but I feel like I'm basically, you know, like in that scene in the front of the Titanic, you know, that one where you're on the front of the bow of the I'm the king of the world. Well, but I suppose in my case, I'm not the king of the world, I'm the queen of the world, I suppose. Well, not even the queen of the world, but maybe the queen of Croke Park anyway, you know.
Katie, any word just to get back to the boxing there? Who's on the undercard? Do you know who's going to be there yet?
Yeah, there's no update on that, Ian. I know that Eddie Hearn was onto the Healy Ray brothers there, asking them if they'd be interested in getting it on in Croke Park, because apparently they want to batter the head off each other. But Eddie says they're looking for too much money and mileage to come up to Dublin. So that was a bit of a no-go. And I think Twink was mentioned as well. Yeah. But I don't know who she wants to batter. Could be anybody, listen, as far as I'm concerned.
I saw Eddie was even joking about doing a second night. Which
that was funny. That was hilarious, actually. Yeah. No, it's not really like, you know, other gigs. You know, it's not like... You know, it's not like a conversation between Roddy Doyle and Roy Keane, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, you can't batter the head off the same person two nights in a row,
That's true.
It's difficult to do that, Ian, you know? But anyway, just keep going.
Hang on a second there. Sorry. The phone. Sorry, Katie. Somebody on. Hello? Who's this?
Can I have a word? Would it be possible to have a word with Katie Taylor, please?
Sorry, who am I speaking to? Sorry, what's...
My name is Dermot.
Oh, Dermot.
And I'm ringing in my capacity as chairperson of the Croke Park Residents Association. Thank you.
Here we go.
Oh, Jesus, no.
All right, okay. What do you want, Dermot?
I would just like to say that in light of recent developments...
Oh, here we go.
...the Croke Park Residents Association, the CPRA Executive Committee...
Yeah.
...would like to formally announce...
Oh, here we go.
...that for the first time in our history, we have absolutely... no objection to this event.
Wow! Yes.
Oh, Jesus Christ, Jesus.
I don't believe it.
I don't believe it.
Any chance of a couple of tickets there, Katie?
Get on to Ticketmaster.
Hi, everybody.
How are you?
Gift Grub.
That nice.
Your weekly fix.
Did you hear that?
Sketches from the Ian Dempsey Breakfast Show on Today FM.
The World Cup is well and truly up and running. And earlier this week, I caught up with Robbie Keane, who was spotted at the USA versus Paraguay game. He told me all about it.
How's it going?
Great. What was it like sitting beside Tom Cruise and Bex? It must have been mad, wasn't it?
No, it was mad, yeah. Bonkers, yeah, it was grand. Grand, though. I didn't get to see any of the match, though.
What? Why not?
Your man Tom Cruise was in Michelle the whole night, bleeding, babbling on about his films. He was saying, do you remember that stunt in Mission Impossible where I'm hanging off the mountain? I did that myself. Yeah. Remember when I went off the cliff on my motorbike? Yeah, that was me as well. I did that myself. Yeah, great. Then he starts in to show me the bleeding money. He wouldn't bleed and shut up the whole night, so he wouldn't.
And what's the atmosphere like over there?
It's very tense, Ian.
Is it?
Very tense. I've got to say, yeah, I've got to be honest about that now. Very tense. Them fellas from ICE, they had me in detention there at the airport for 12 hours going over. Yeah. And they were asking me about my phone. Yeah. And going on about my phone and all my messages. Yeah. And then they were asking me about terrorism and stuff.
What, terrorism?
Asking me was I mixed up in Saudi Arabia. Yeah. Going on about Mohammed bin Salman and Osama bin Laden. I told them, we had nothing to do with it. Yeah. They said, what about these texts? I said, what texts? And they showed me the texts on my phone. Yeah. How do you explain this? I looked at my phone, 20 texts going, did you take the bins out yet? I said, that's me wife. I said, that's me wife, Claudine. They wouldn't believe me. Yeah. Now they think Claudine's a terrorist. Oh. Wouldn't be far wrong. I spent 3 hours explaining to them word bins. Yeah. They're talking about trash and everything. Yeah. Listen, I'd stay well away from America if I were you, Ian.
Yeah.
Say nothing.
Today FM presents your weekly fix of gift grub.
That nice.
As heard every morning on the Ian Dempsey Breakfast Show.
Did you hear that?
Speaking of the World Cup, Eamon Dunphy, Brian Kerr and Mick McCarthy join me to talk all things football. But unfortunately, the FIFA-mandated hydration breaks got in the way. Eamon Dunphy.
Yes, good morning, Ian. How are you?
Eamon, how are you doing? How's the man? Brian Kerr is with us as well.
How are you doing, Ian? Great to be here. Nice couch, by the way.
Nice to see these three together. I mean, it's amazing. This is like the great trinity of Irish football. And Mick McCarthy as well. Mick,
all right, Ian.
How are you, Mick? I'm going to start with you, Mick. I'm just going to start with you, if you don't mind, Mick. What do you think of the World Cup so far?
Well, you got your Uzbekistans, your Cote d'Ivoires, your Congos. Come on and do the Congos. Your Panamas, your Haitis, your Cape Verdes, your Curacaos. I didn't even think Curacao were a country, Ian. I thought it were a cocktail. Actually, I think I remember having a Curacao in Cape Verde with Big Sam Allardyce.
Really?
Times have changed. In my day, it were just Germany versus the Germans.
Eamon, what do you think of the quality of the football? It really has gone up a gear, I think, now.
Now, forget about the quality of football. I want to talk about the quality of punditry, or lack of the disgraceful punditry on RTE. It's a shambles, Ian. Kenny Cunningham, he's like a headless chicken trying to start a fight every day. He's being provocative. And I don't like provocative people. I don't like them. This guy, Richie Sadlier, he doesn't even talk about football anymore. He talks about UNESCO. He thinks he's a philosopher. He's like a Timu Fintan O'Toole. And this other guy, Stephen Kelly, who the hell does he think he is?
Sorry, I have to stop you there. Sorry, we have to do a hydration break. It's FIFA mandated, so we have to stop there. Okay.
Hiya, lads. What can I get you? Eamon, what would you like?
I'll have a glass of Sauvignon Blanc.
Okay, Mick. Nice. Mick, what's your order?
Slippery nipple for me, Sean.
Brian?
Would you have a Bailey's and oyster, Sean?
Absolutely, yeah.
All right, listen, so Eamon...
Can we talk during the break?
You can actually talk, but you're not allowed to talk about football, if that's okay.
I'm sorry, Ian, I can't talk if it's not about football.
All right.
I've got the same... that's lovely, thanks. I've got the same condition as your sports lad outside, Phil Egan disease. If it's not about football, keep stum.
Fair enough.
That's nice, Sean. Have you any more ice there? Absolutely. Ian, I saw Toy Story 5 there the other day.
Oh, did you? All right.
Yeah, but I signed a non-disclosure agreement, so I can't talk about it.
I'm sorry, lads. This is all part of, this is all FIFA stuff again. We have to take a break, a commercial break here.
For God's sake.
Okay, hang on.
This is President Donald J. Trump. The World Cup is on. People are saying it's the greatest World Cup ever, thanks to your favorite president. And now, you could win a World Cup of your own with this beautifully designed Donald Trump World Cup made of gold. It's gold. Golden Earth and the goldenest gold in Gold Town. With incorporating maximum gold injection. And look, at the top, it's my head made of gold. And now, you can win the Trump World Cup in any country of the world, including
Ireland.
You like that? It's great. You can personalize the Gold World Cup with a level never seen before of Donald Trump made of gold. It's an unbelievable price of $11,999.
Product does not necessarily include World Cup. May or may not be made of gold. May take up to 6 years to receive. Requests for refunds may result in legal action by the Department of Justice.
Thank you and good luck with your life.
Okay, so we're just getting the word back here. Yeah, we can talk about football again. Oh, the hydration break is over now, so that's pretty good.
Sorry.
Okay.
Did I say anything?
So, yeah, okay.
Okay, sorry.
Brian Kerr, let's go to you first of all. World Cup thoughts. I mean, like that, the Pico Lopez story, that's fantastic, isn't it? Really?
Pico Lopez, and unbelievably. Oh. And I met Pico when he was in kindergarten in Crumlin.
Right.
Now, he was the best 2-year-old centre back we've ever seen, Ian. The aggression on him.
Right.
Now, Rovers actually wanted to sign him for 2 packets of Liga and a bag of Pampers.
All right.
And they nearly did as well.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, this is ridiculous.
Sorry, lads.
We haven't even talked about the football.
Another hydration break, for God's sake.
Well, lads, what are you having now? What can I get you?
Can I get a bottle of Ritz, Sean?
Hi, everybody.
Today FM presents Gift Grub, your weekly fix.
Well, lads, how's it hanging, huh?
The gift that keeps on giving.
How are you?
Billy Theroux, he is back again. He's doing his documentaries, award-winning stuff. So where has he gone today?
I'm Louis Theroux, and I'm back in Ireland investigating another sinister male-dominated cult whose followers are groomed, brainwashed, and inculcated with a sense of massive superiority from a young age. This is Inside Leinster Rugby. I travelled to South County Dublin, where members of the Leinster Rugby cult have gathered via a WhatsApp group, a place they call the Academy. They lift unfeasibly heavy weights and talk in strange accents.
Absolutely, Chief, yeah. Your looks maxing, are you, Hendo?
Most of them are known to each other by only one name. Hendo, Berkey, Fardo, Riles, the Big Cheese, and Jukebox. The cult members are comprised of young men plucked from just a handful of educational establishments designed with the sole purpose of producing a breed of superhuman whose only function is to play rugby. They start them early in these institutions, as young as 4. My cameras made their way to one of these buildings, a large, church-like institution in Black Rock.
Right, class, concentrate, mathematics. Jack has 2 rugby balls. Max has 1 rugby ball. How many rugby balls do Jack and Max have?
3 rugby balls.
Correct.
Brainwashing continues right up to 18 years of age.
History. What seismic event happened in Ireland on January 21st, 1979? Yes, O'Connor.
The Pope visited?
No, O'Connor. 30 press-ups now. Yes, Deegan.
Brian O'Driscoll was born, sir.
Correct, Deegan. The birth of the goat.
16, 17.
The man they were talking about was treated like a deity and referred to as Bod. Also described as a total ledge, Bod was said to be able to conjure miracles from nothing on a rugby pitch. I was curious. I'd heard about other so-called ledges, one of whom was known only as Sexy. After much persistence and to and fro on the phone, Sexy agreed to meet me outside a horse show arena known as the RDS.
Yeah, how's it going?
At first, he was friendly.
I know, it's absolutely, I love your documentaries and stuff.
Oh, thank you very much, Sexy. But as soon as I began questioning Sexy about how Leinster ledges seem to make up the vast majority of the Irish team, he became tetchy.
Look, shut up, will you? What are you insinuating?
No, I'm not insinuating anything.
Who sent you? Was it Rog, was it?
What?
Did he send you up, yeah?
Who's Rog? He kept referring to a man called Rog, who he described as bitter and twisted, and accused me of working for a rival cult operating out of a place called Toman Park. I was curious, so I arranged to meet this Rog.
How's it going, Louis?
Rog told me everything.
Yeah, they have the whole thing sewn up there, the schools, the under-20s, the academy, then into the Irish team. It's a closed shop.
Right. Rog was accompanied by a much larger man called Paulie.
Hi, Louis.
At first, I thought Paulie was Roger's bodyguard.
No, what I've done is...
But it turned out Paulie had actually infiltrated the Irish setup himself in an effort to get young Munster men into the squad.
Terrible.
With little success. They told me to go to a Leinster match to experience the cult for myself, and so I did. as I mingled among cult members in the stand.
How's it going?
I found it strangely intoxicating. The cult members themselves were surprisingly friendly, and I kept getting invited to large upscale weddings by people called Zach, Hendo, and Sparks. At one stage, I even met the mythical Bod himself.
Hi, Levy. How are you?
Who offered to become an angel investor in my podcast.
Yeah, I have no problem, Mick.
I felt a warm sense of entitlement embrace me. Before long, I experienced an urge I'd never had before.
I'd really love a Heineken.
I was hooked. I was now a member of the cult. Leinster, Leinster, Leinster.
Today FM presents your weekly fix of gift grub.
That nice.
As heard every morning on the Ian Dempsey Breakfast Show.
Did you hear that?
Will you be supporting England in the World Cup? Well, whatever your thoughts are on it, there's a chance that football could be coming home, as they say. I was joined by David Beckham and let's just call it another person.
I think it's been a great start for England. I mean, you look at the talent we've got, you know, sort of the depth of the squad, with the likes of, you know, Jude Bellingham and Harry Kane and, you know, Ricey. And I think you start to get excited.
Yeah. How excited?
Well, no, Ian, I'm not going to go there. I mean, you know, we've been here before with the golden generation and such like. But yeah. I really do think it's different this time. You know, we look sharp.
Oh.
We look, well, no, not that sharp. We look, I don't know what the word is, but...
Hungry, maybe? Hungry?
No, I had some Cocoa Pops earlier on, Ian, your grand thanks. But I think we look, I was just saying to James earlier on, actually, that...
James? Who's James? He won the...
James Corden. James Corden, he's beside me here. Oh, you want a word with him?
No, it's fine. No, I'll just talk to you because...
Ian! Ian! Ian!
Hi.
Oh, God, Ian! David, did you know that Ian's my biggest fan in Ireland? Ian! Ian, imagine! What? We're together again. We're on the radio together.
Yeah, yeah.
Can you feel it, Ian?
Yeah.
Can you feel it for England?
Yeah.
It's happening, isn't it, Ian?
Yeah.
Were you watching the other night? Were you watching?
Croatia? I saw some of it, it was brilliant. Yeah,
you watched the clips, didn't you, Ian?
Yeah, I think that's
it's coming home.
What?
It's coming home, isn't it, Ian? Whisper it. Whisper it. It's coming home. Sing it with me, Ian. It's coming home. Come on, Ian. It's coming home. Come on, Ian. It's coming. Football's coming home. Come on, Ian. It's coming home. Come on, David. It's coming home.
Sorry, James. I have Roy Keane on the line here. Hello, Roy. How are you?
Come on, Ian. It's coming.
How's it going?
Oh,
how's it going? Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Lads. Hello.
Can you hear me?
Go on.
I'm on the balcony here.
Yeah.
I've got them both in my sights. All credit to snipers, two birds, one stone. Say the word and I'll take them out.
And that's your weekly fix of Gift Grub. Remember, you can listen live every weekday morning from 6 a.m.
Today FM presents your weekly fix of Gift Grub.
That nice.
As heard every morning on the Ian Dempsey Breakfast Show.
Did you hear that?